The dust has settled. We finally know what the results are for the statewide ballot measures here in the state of California.
You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Andre Segovia Show. I am your host, the Honest Broker, Andre Segovia. You know, I felt like I was not getting to this day because it's like a perpetual election day, like an election groundhog day. But we're finally here. We can make sense of this stuff and finally get to what ballot measures affect us and which ones ultimately don't because they failed. Well, there's some good, there's bad, and there's the ugly. The nitty-gritty of which I'll be getting to on this episode. But before I start, if you are not yet following me on YouTube, by all means, follow me on YouTube. Subscribe, like the video, and share with everybody you know. I do cover other content there that's video-based that is complimentary to the podcast. But there's some episodes that only appear on YouTube that eventually do find their way over to the podcast. But recently, I've been doing a lot more episodes exclusively for YouTube. So by all means, check it out. And of course, everything does make its way to my website, www.theandresegovia.com, so you can check things out there. And if you want to see the show behind the show, which is off the record, it's available to you without having to register until the end of the year. Every single show is available to you in almost every single episode. So plenty of things for you to digest, not just the business stuff, but there's some fun stuff there too. Culture, politics, whatever, Hollywood, it's all fair game and music. So by all means, check it out. Now, for those of you that are wondering, when am I going to get another interview on the show? I'm long overdue for interviews. I know that, but it's been a crazy season with a lot of information that I had to go through. So I've had to push a lot of those interviews out, but I'm really counting on at least getting one interview scheduled in before the end of the year. And for those of you interested in being put on the consideration list to appear on the program, by all means, keep sending your interview requests over at andres@segoviares.com. That's andres@segoviares.com. All right, let's get to this, shall we? We have 12 ballot propositions or ballot measures that were on the ballot this year for California. And one of the first ones up was Proposition 14, which is bonds to continue stem cell research. That one did pass. So folks, we just borrowed more money, which is going to come out of your pocket. So that was a yes vote. Proposition 15, one of the three propositions that are near and dear to my heart that affect real estate, property tax to fund schools and government services. That one was a no. So thank you for the no vote there, folks. No taxes on that one. Proposition 16, affirmative action in government decisions. We resoundingly said no to this one. So thank you for not dividing us. We are a people, not classes. So judge me by the content of my character, not by the color of my skin. All right, Proposition 17 restores the right to vote after prison terms. That one was a resounding yes. So now Proposition 18, a 17-year-old's primary voting rights. That was a major no. So 17-year-olds, even though you don't even participate and weren't even thinking about it, you didn't lose anything here. You still can't. Okay, you have to be 18 in order to do that. I'm skipping over Proposition 19 because that one would be the ugly. So let's keep going. Proposition 20, parole restrictions and certain offenses. That one was a major no. That one was regarding, I'm just reading straight from the Secretary of State office here in California. I believe that was the one that would have redefined some crimes or recriminalized some crimes and stuff like that, but it got a major, major no on that one. So there you go. All right, this one, Proposition 21, folks, thank you. Thank you so much once again. Big time no to rent control because this was going to be disastrous and it's as big as a no as Proposition 10 was, which in between, we did get statewide rent control. So I'm curious, what is the state going to do to punish the majority of the people yet again after we voted this thing down? So that's That's the bad that we could expect, but we don't know yet. Proposition 22, app-based drivers and employee benefits. That one was a resounding yes, and that one, in a way, helps against AB5. Those of you that are independent drivers for like those app-based services, you probably know what this is, and that's good news to your ears. Proposition 23, state requirements for kidney dialysis clinics. That one was a major no. So that's like the biggest no on this entire list. Proposition 24, amends consumer privacy laws. Well, that one almost sounded like fair game, right? So this one is it did get yes. People didn't realize that they just actually continued to grow the California bureaucratic monster. We just created another bureaucracy. We're going to be paying a lot of people that maybe meet once or twice a year and get six-figure incomes. Shame. And lastly, Proposition 25 eliminates money bell system. That one was a no. So the system as it is remains. So the one I skipped over was Proposition 19. Folks, I did not expect Proposition 19 to be the biggest one of the three real estate ballots that I would be challenging. And I got to tell you, those are the ones that drove a lot of my coverage during this election season on YouTube and my podcast. People were genuinely confused about this. Even those that you would think would be opposed to this kind of tax thing, because it's not really sure if it's a tax benefit or a tax increase. Look at the tax increase, but if it were straight up a tax increase, then the California Republican Party would have said vote no on it. They didn't even take a decision on this. They didn't make a decision on this. And then the yes on 19 crowd, particularly the real estate association boards all across the state and the statewide one, California Association of Realtors, they were getting individuals, including one that used to be a former Howard Jervis tax associate member or president or whatever it is, they got them on board because he was saying yes to Proposition 19 to give the illusion that this was a great tax benefit to people and that we should do this. Folks, Proposition 19 passed with the yes. It was coming down to the wire, but 300,000 votes was separated the yes and the no. It was a really tight one, and I'm disappointed it went to the yes way, because now it sounds like the senior citizens, the disabled, and the wildfire victims have this tax benefit that they can take with themselves and also to anybody else that wants to exercise this right. But it came at the cost of tax benefits that were already in place for those same families. People were already able to take their tax bill to another property. And now what they're saying is, because of the elimination of other propositions that afford those rights, now we cannot pass on our property to our kids or grandchildren without getting them tax reassessed. Tax reassessment, it works like this. If you bought a property 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, just take any measurement and you know that prices were cheaper back then as they are now when you compare apples to apples, right? If you're passing on your property onto somebody else without a monetary exchange, in other words, you're not selling it, there's no reason the office of the assessor should be coming over and say, well, the value of the property today is this much, therefore the tax should be this much. Say, yeah, but I'm not selling it, so why are you going to tax me? I'm just giving it to my kids or my grandchildren. Okay, it's an inheritance type thing. Well, now we've given the state the right to steal money away from families. When they say, okay, so you're passing this on to your kids and your grandchildren? Here's a tax bill. It's like, but I'm not selling it to them. Oh, well. Like, no, that's awful. So I've been getting questions, and it's a question that I had on my mind, but because it was just basically a proposition, now it's going to be coming to law. How is this going to affect trust properties or living trust? That's what the living trust is supposed to shield us from, these kind of taxes whenever these laws change. But now that this is happening, how will it affect it? I don't know, but I'll be doing the legwork and getting the answers. And as soon as I have them, believe me, I will share it with you. And on top of all this confusion with the Proposition 19, we just created yet another California bureaucracy. Something about wildfire study and prevention stuff. You gotta be kidding me. How many more people are gonna be hired for a public agency to just sit there and look at, oh, this is why. and they meet like maybe once or twice a year, but then when they're not satisfied with the money that they're not securing for their pension funds or whatever, somewhere down the road, we're gonna have yet another tax increase to offset the budget that's missing over here because they didn't make their quota. No, that's what happens all the time. That happened with the California lottery, folks. That's why it was audited this year. It's the money isn't going where it's supposed to. It's like every time we complain about the government because they're always lying, cheating, and stealing, when we have something to do about it, we give them the power to continue lying, stealing, and cheating. It's like, you don't trust them, but you want to trust them with more? It's a contradiction, folks. But this was a lie that was buried in Proposition 19. It confused the heck out of everybody. So I'm not blaming anyone for this way or that or the other. But I do hope that it may be the midterms. We might have some kind of repeal for this because the way the behavior that of California residents on how they voted this past election cycle, folks, if you find yourself disagreeing with Republicans or conservative values, most of the way that everybody voted here in California was along conservative values, with the exception of Proposition 19, which came down to the wire, which even conservatives were confused about, so I don't blame them. And the only exception might be the criminal reform one. That might be the only difference in everything else. But the consumer privacy laws and creating a new bureaucracy, that one's probably misunderstood. But everything else across the board, folks, was basically conservative values. I'm not making a political speech about this. I'm only telling you how it came down. So that gives me hope that maybe we can somehow, some way undo Proposition 19 somewhere down the road when we realize it's not all it was made out to be. But anyway, that's that. And as soon as I get the answers to the questions that some of you have that you've been reaching out to me, believe me, I will share them with you. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Right now, it's a crazy, crazy time, and I've been caught in the crossfires of big tech censorship just because I used the wrong word or whatever that they put in some algorithm, and unfortunately, I've been throttled big time. So I can only get my voice out there whenever you help me share my voice. So I really do depend on you to spread the word, and I really appreciate it when you do that. So thank you so much once again for listening to this episode of the program. As always, I will see you on the next one.